Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you so much for what you have done for us. Thank you. We were all in darkness, measuring ourselves by ourselves, according to the prince of the power of the air at work in this world. But thank you, Jesus, that you came and knocked on our hearts and drew us closer and called us. And I thank you. You are calling us daily, waking us up into the reality of what is available. Thank you, Jesus, because you came, you lived the life here on earth, you saw the problems, you addressed the problems here on earth, overcoming the devil on the earth, and then you died for our sins, and you have overcome the devil under the earth, and then you went up into heaven, and you're the perfect Lamb, which you are, was acknowledged and accepted, bringing in a new and the better covenant. And then the devil was, I mean, even before that happened, the darkness had to pass away in heaven, and the devil and his angels were put out. Thank you, Jesus, and we really appreciate that you called us, that you woke us up, and now we can partake of the righteous judgment, the goodness that is available now. And thank you for meeting us daily, morning by morning, renewing our strengths, enlightening us so as to be refreshed and able to refresh others as well, Lord. So thank you. We understand your commandment, your word is to love. We were loved to love. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 John 1, verse 6 to 9. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and doesn't continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just meditated again on that words of the beloved disciple John. And in John 12, where it's quoted, and now is the time to be glorified. So Jesus is talking now about a greater glory, the glory of the Son of God, the firstborn among many, coming into the world as a child. This child has grown up here and he's overcome, and he's walking in the footsteps that has been laid out for his life so as to be a worthy high priest to also help us come walk in the right footsteps and fulfill the destiny that's laid out for our lives. So he's brought the beautiful, perfect love picture for us here on earth. And now he says, now it's time to be glorified. So he's moving into a greater glory. And then he says those beautiful words, unless a seed falls into the ground, it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground, it will die. And then it would be made alive. That's all happened. And then it will bear much fruit. And praise God, that's the glorious Lord we're serving now, high and lifted up with all authority that has called us to be disciples. And then he points out there, how can we be these disciples that he can be glorified? And when he is glorified, we are glorified together with him. He says so beautifully, you turn away from this world. We realize we were lost, but then we came to the Lord and we are found now in his wonderful love. And now it's just a necessity just to stay following, stay hearing daily. Amen. The wonderful words of again this beautiful apostle, the beloved disciple. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and therefore what we have seen and heard we declare, so as to partake of the joy of the Lord, the plan and purpose he has for us, the joy of our salvation, the joy of our name written in heaven, but also to encourage everyone else to wake up to this joy. Because yes, it's happened. Amen. John recorded the words 2,000 years ago, and that Jesus says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And praise God, we are of those that were called out. And so it's just so important now, as the word said this morning, you don't run ahead and you don't fall back. You stay relevant to the revelation that you are waking up to the glory of the Lord that you are seeing, and you're taking hold of that. So the Lord can be glorified, and he can be glorified in your life, and you can experience his favor on a day-to-day basis, one day at a time. So beautiful that when you realize, when you understand this bigness, it's mind-blowing. It's so wonderful. But when you just stay with it day by day, the realities can just take place, and that the realities of a God that is with us, that where he is, there we are also. And we experience the Father and the Son's love, as the word so beautifully in John 14 tells us, because we love their words, their truth, what they're revealing to us. They can be there with us. They make their home with us. So the realities of the Father's love, the Son's love and authority and bigness is a reality in our lives on a daily basis. Amen. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.